Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. By the time Franz Schubert died at the very young age of 31, he had written an amazing amount of beautiful music. Schubert was born in 1797 in Vienna, at a time when Vienna was the center of the classical music world. Schubert's father was a schoolteacher who also taught his sons to play string instruments. As a kid, Franz Schubert wrote a lot of music for his built-in set of guinea pigs, the Schubert Family String Quartet. Franz Schubert also played the piano, and he sang. At the age of 10, he auditioned and got into a very good school, the Imperial and Royal Seminary, which trained boys for the court chapel choir. The choir Schubert sang in isn't royal anymore, but it's still around. You might even have heard it, because these days, the Vienna Boys Choir tours all over the world. The German name of Schubert's school was Konvikt, and apparently Schubert felt like a convict there. The school was so strict that he called it a prison. But he got a great music education, and the school orchestra provided another set of guinea pigs for Schubert's earliest symphonies. The most famous symphony by Schubert is one he wrote later on. Instead of four movements, or sections, which was the usual number for a symphony back then, Schubert's Eighth Symphony only has two movements, so it's known as the Unfinished Symphony. Schubert's father was glad that his son Franz got such a good music education, but he had no intention of letting him be a professional musician. Schubert Sr. expected all his sons to teach in the school that he ran. But Franz didn't last long as a teacher, because he had the amazing ability to compose music no matter where he was, no matter how noisy it was, even in a classroom full of children. When Schubert gave up teaching, he moved out of his parents' house and moved in with friends. For the rest of his life, he lived with one friend after the other. Unlike his father, Schubert's friends encouraged him to compose. They held parties called Schubertiades, at which nothing but Schubert's music was performed. Schubert spent the rest of his life as a musician, terribly poor, but doing what made him happy. At the time, very few people recognized what a genius he was. No one could write a melody the way Schubert could. There's one kind of music Schubert specialized in that I haven't mentioned yet, in which melody is very important. Schubert was so good at writing that kind of music that he did it better than anyone else had before him, and composers who came after him found Schubert's work very hard to live up to. That's the subject of next week's show. I'm Naomi Lewin. Please join me next time for Classics for Kids.